from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top six at six.
Oh, That's one of the very best.
Well done.
Crisp.
Good. Gosh. Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
European cricket's off. Those of you playing along at home.
Such a bad stumping.
It's the worst cricket you'll ever watch, but so much fun.
Put it on my TV, please.
Coming in at one, UK newspaper The Sun has reported Sam Kerr allegedly called a police officer a stupid white bastard. Jeez. Now, that's the allegation. Yeah. I don't know if that's the truth.
Yeah.
During, excuse me, a dispute over a taxi fare last year, just vomited into my own mouth. Kerr was reported to have been sick in the cab after a night out and is then alleged to have unleashed the slur when police arrived.
Right.
So was it at the cab driver or at the police? Called a police officer, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. All right.
There's allegedly body cam footage.
Well, I'm staying out of it.
Yeah.
A stupid white bastard. I mean, if there's momentum around cancelling Sam Kerr for that...
I know.
I can't be a part of it.
Absolutely not.
Because I've said some horrendous things that are far worse than that this morning.
Yes. This show on air.
I can't buy into cancelling Sam Kerr over a stupid white bastard.
It's a criminal charge. It's not
so the issue is the issue is the word white. Yeah. She just said you're a stupid bastard. No one would care. Yeah. The issue is she's thrown the word white in. I get it.
And it's a 4-day trial?
Yeah, apparently in February.
For what?
Yeah, I know.
Carries a prison sentence of up to 2 years.
The world's gone, man.
He will not even go to trial.
No, they think it could be thrown out by April.
I know there'll be people screaming at their radios, what if she'd said he was a stupid black bastard? I get the other side of the coin. Yeah. Mm. I just think white people have had it pretty good for
a
while. Can we relax if we get called white?
I know.
We've done well. Coming in at two. Carrie Royale, a party girl who now runs a successful OnlyFans account, has declared she has photos of Prince Harry in the nude.
Does she?
Be a little orangutan. Carrie claims that she... See, I just called him an orangutan. Am I okay?
Well...
If I said he's a red-headed orangutan, like, am I being cancelled today?
It is a miracle that you're still here.
It actually is, honestly. Every day is a miracle.
Maybe if you're in the UK, it might be offensive.
He's a ranger. She claims that she hung out with Harry in 2012 during an infamous trip to Vegas where afterwards photos of him partying naked were leaked to the press.
I remember those photos. Yeah,
so do
time.
I. Yeah. That was the pool was table night.
That's it.
Was that the same as the Nazi?
No, that was another different night.
Yeah.
Harry's.
He's got history.
Yeah, mate, he loves life. Yeah.
He loves dress-ups.
Who doesn't?
And not dressing up.
And not
dressing down.
Dress down.
Coming in at three, little-known Aussie electric duo called Electric Fields will represent Australia at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. They'll perform One Milkali, which is One Blood. It incorporates and I will mispronounce this and apologise in advance, the Yankunyat Jara, which is an Aboriginal language of the...
Anangu
peoples. Now, most people would have had one look at that before they took it on.
Yeah.
Not me.
Not
That's
you.
Okay.
This is the song. I reckon it's good.
I like it. I've never heard of them, and I'm going to...
Electric Fields.
Ooh, I like it.
Is anyone concerned that our sister station appears to be calling us on the phone?
They're probably just testing the phone box.
Yeah.
Coming in at four, Commonwealth Bank's Bank West is set to close down all of its branches. Is that right?
Yes.
Bank West.
They're transitioning to a solely digital bank service. And how far is that away?
Honestly.
Sooner than we think,
maybe. Post offices, banks, have you ever seen anything being wound down the way that those two services have?
I think post offices will be there for longer than banks.
Ooh, 20 seconds.
Yes. Oh, go on. Yeah, put them through.
Can we take this call, please?
Oh, yeah, sure. Who we got?
What's going on? Hang on.
Hang on. Turn this down.
Oh, it's a chat about car parks, is it?
Oh, it's a car park chat. Who we got?
Turn this bed down. What's happening?
Is this Marty Sheargold?
Yes, Bev. How you going, buddy?
Marty, the great man. How are you? How is it over there at the M's?
It's perfect temperature, which is one of the great battles. Yeah.
Have you guys perfected your temperature studio?
Air conditioning?
Yeah, no. Fee always puts it up. We put it down.
Are you in that same... Actually, Marty and I used to do that back in the day, too.
Yeah, it still happens over here.
G'day, Fee.
Hi, darling.
Where are you calling from? How can your phone line be so bad? Are you 50 metres away or are you in someone's driveway handing out hot dogs? What are you guys doing?
Hey, Marty, leave the gags to us now. We've got a bit
hilariously Melbourne, guys.
Oh, it's catchy, isn't it?
We've got a bit of an issue with you guys. Now, obviously, we're all allocated car parks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Fee's allocated a car park, and your new employee, Tegan,
has taken
her car park.
What's she done?
And she needs to move her car immediately.
Oh, no. Where's she put it? Not in yours, Fev.
It's in two-way. And in Tegan's defence, she wouldn't know that that was my car spot. Somebody has told her to park there. So I'm not angry with Tegan.
Okay.
I thought you guys must have come to some agreement or something. No?
Fee could have her fired. I don't know what that means.
Well, Fee could have her killed, mate, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she's still got legs. And you should see one of her fingers, Fee. You'd cut that off straight away. It's all manky and bung.
Fee's prone to make people disappear real quick.
Oh, mate, I was one of them. All right, that'll be sorted immediately. And thank you for the call. Have a lovely morning.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.